at a time, all you really want is your real peace and your real happiness, then your Holy Spirit is getting you ready for the translation of having it into being it. Because all the steps you've been taking is taking you from I want to have it to I am it. You move the next level of consciousness is you're going to stop saying, I have love, I have peace, I have abundance, I have joy, to I am happiness, I am peace, I am abundance, I am joy. You're going to go from having it to being it, and when you're being it, you can have it. So you're going to go from having it to being it, to 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 from having it to being it, from having it to being peace, you're going to go from having it to being it. Good loving, you're going to go from having it to being it. Who are you? I am your good loving. And when you say that to the right person, they say, thank you. Come on, let's go. We get to your name later. if we really want to feel innocent, let's not never tell each other our names. That's the good stuff. Some of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. You see yourself as being this really moral, upstanding person, and you had a one-night stand, and you don't know how it happened. Because when you meet somebody that you totally feel connected to for real, you never hold yourself back. You can't. And then you, later on, your ego go, how did I do that? You join for once without judgment. Now, am I advocating promiscuity?
Yes.
See, that's how rumors get started. See, I didn't say nothing, right? Everybody wondered what Earl Purdy said. Everybody ought to screw everybody. And then God bless you. Because he's a minister. So, oh, excuse me, does anybody take the word screw offends? Yeah. I don't care. Just want to let you know personally, whoever it is, I do not care at all, because I'm not responsible for your reaction to my words. You are. You're the one that's giving my words all the meaning they have for you, not me. You upset yourself about the word screw. The word screw is neutral. In some areas of life, it's a little metal thing that you twist into holes. And we say, that's a screw. And nobody gets all morally upset. Then you say, other kind of screw, and then everybody tripping. Why? Because of the meaning they give to it, which is obviously rooted in the guilt they feel about their own sexuality.
You just healed my past.
That's why I tell people in a minute they mess with me. I say, you kissed my past. That's right. So, that was one paragraph, Earl Purdy style.
Yay!
Okay.
I like it.
Now, those of you who wouldn't feel extremely weird doing it, I'd like to ask you to take a deep breath, and when you exhale, just let it all out like this. Okay, that was a practice, okay? Okay, let's do it again. You know you gotta release some anxiety. Here we go. Okay, now, next paragraph. The first thing you're gonna learn is that having rests on giving, not on getting. Having rest on giving, not on getting. Giving means not on getting. When you say, I'm going to give to you, you're saying, I'm going to. Not on getting you. I'm going to give to you. I'm going to not on get. I am not on get with you. I'm going to give to you. I'm not on get with you. I'm giving to you. So having rest on not on getting. And in this world, it's all about getting. The next thing you learn is that you learn whatever you teach. You're going to learn whatever you demonstrate. Whatever you demonstrate, that's what you are learning, he says. And since I'm going to learn what I demonstrate, I want to learn peace.
Yeah.
If I'm going to learn what I demonstrate, if I'm going to learn what I demonstrate, then I want to learn peace. Because having rests on being it, not on getting it. So if I want to have it, then I got to be it. And so by learning, I can get to the point I can be it. Peace is the condition of love. If you are not in peace, you are not in love. You're not in love with the person you're in conflict with. It's impossible to feel conflict in love. I'm in conflict, but I know I love her. What you talking about? She make me mad, but I know I love her. There is no anger in love. There is anger in fear. I'm afraid of you, I'm angry at you. I'm afraid of you, I'm angry at you. I am afraid of you, I am angry at you. I am afraid of you, I am angry at you. I am afraid of you, I am angry at you. I'm afraid of you, I am mad at you. I am mad at you, I am afraid of you. I am afraid of you, I am angry. I'm angry at you, I'm afraid of you. I'm angry at you, I'm afraid of you. I'm jealous of you. I'm jealous of you. You make me feel jealous. You make me feel afraid. You make me feel jealous. You make me feel afraid. You make me feel jealous. You make me feel afraid. I love this sentence. You have, he says, you have believed you are without the kingdom. You have believed that you are without the joy. You have believed that you are without the permanent joy. He's talking about permanent joy, not temporary joy. He said, that's the kingdom. It's permanent joy. He says, you have believed you are without the permanent joy because you have excluded yourself from your joy in your own belief. Your own beliefs are excluding you from your happiness. Your own beliefs are excluding you from your happiness. Your own beliefs are excluding you from your happiness. Your own beliefs are excluding you from your wealth. Your own beliefs are excluded because you have beliefs that exclude you. They say it's okay for everybody else, it's okay for somebody else to have it, but not me. I had excluded it from myself in my belief. With me, it's right here on the page. So you have believed that you are without the kingdom, and have therefore excluded yourself from the kingdom in your belief. It is therefore essential to teach you that you must be included. So I'm here to teach you today that you are included in the joy. You are included in the happiness. You are included in the happiness. You are included in the love. You are included in the love. You are included in the safety. You are included in the peace. You are included in the happiness. You are included in the security. You are included in the peace. You are included in the love. You are included. You are included in the freedom. You are included. You are included in the good stuff. You are included in the good stuff. You are included in the good stuff. You are not left out of the love. You are not left out of the freedom. You are included. The only belief that you need to get rid of is the belief that you are not included. I have to get loud sometimes because black folks be that way sometimes. I can't be quiet.
Yeah, don't.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yes, indeed.
How many times have you ever been in a room that somebody walked around over and over again and told you you were included in the joy? You are included in the love. You are included in the happiness. Did you, now check this out. Did you notice your reaction? Mm-hmm. What did you do? Nothing. Not a real peace was made. You know what was happening? From my perspective, this is what was happening most of the time. When I was looking, that was what I was seeing.
Oh,
some people want to kill me. With hate in their eyes. Some people had love in their eyes. I'm serious. There's a part of us that hates the idea that we deserve to have nothing but joy and nothing but happiness because it doesn't think we deserve it. And when somebody says something like that to you, that part of you that doesn't love you, it comes out and it looks at the person who's saying it to you. And that's why sometimes when you treat people the most lovingly, that's when it looks like they're acting the craziest, because you're giving them so much love, it's bringing out every ounce of them that doesn't love them right in your face, and it looks like you're giving them love and they're going crazy and treating you mean. Because you're pushing up all their crap with your love. You're squeezing them like a toothpaste tube and all the gunk is coming out their mouth. And so you're like, I'm loving you, I'm loving you.